This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to close with this story told by E. Stanley Jones. E. Stanley Jones was a Methodist writer that some of you may remember from reading years ago. He tells about being on a transatlantic cruise in the day before cruises were like they are today. I've never been on a cruise, Annie, and I've never gone on one. Some of you have. And I understand you can eat from morning till night. You can get up and have breakfast, and then you can have another breakfast at 10 o'clock, and you can have lunch at noon, and then you can have a 2 o'clock lunch, and then you can go to early setting of dinner at 4, and then dinner at 6 or 7, and then there's a midnight snack and a midnight buffet. And people have told me all the things that they can do. But he said, E. Stanley Jones said, when he went on a transatlantic cruise, they had 3 meal times a day. I think 7 to 9, 11 to 1, and 5 to 7. And so when you wanted to eat, you had to eat, go to the dining room of that ship during those time frames. The first day he was there, he noticed something, that there was a couple, middle-aged couple as he described them, that went to the breakfast. As soon as the breakfast was over, they went out into the foyer of the dining area and they sat down in the big couches and chairs out there and started looking at their watch, crossed their arms, and they waited till lunch. Sat there the whole morning. Ate lunch, came out into the foyer, sat down, crossed their arms, looked at their watch, and waited till supper. And he said, the whole cruise, he said, every day I noticed they did the same thing. He wasn't being critical of them just to be critical. He said they never went out on the deck of the ship. They never took advantage of some of the activities, limited as they would be back then, on the transatlantic cruise, but he said they did nothing other than wait for the next meal. He said, what a tragedy to be on a cruise. And he said, you know, there's something worse than that. Men and women in our culture today, and I'll put the year 2015, they're just waiting for the next meal. Just waiting for the next pleasurable event, waiting for the next whatever in life, and fill in the blank for you, for me, and not focusing on what we've been called to do, to be in relationship with people, so that someday some people can say, my relationship with him was a blessing. It wasn't a nuisance, and it certainly wasn't a hell on earth. My relationship with her was a blessing. It wasn't a nuisance. It wasn't a hell on earth. It was a blessing. And they're referencing the people they're the closest to. Treat the older people with respect, the younger people with absolute purity. In other words, be a moral person in the way you deal with people. But be aware of your responsibility as a provider. Be aware of the spiritual responsibilities. Live your life in such a way that you don't abnegate, give up the rights spiritually to your family. But you were a parent who mattered. You were a husband who mattered. And you were a wife who mattered in terms of your relationships. You know, relationships are important to the Lord for this reason. Max Lucado's right. The only thing you take with you to heaven, nothing physical. You won't take a car with you. You won't take a hobby with you. You won't take anything with you other than your relationships. Your relationship with the Lord and your relationship with other believers, hopefully including your family. That's what we take to heaven. When people say, well, we know people in heaven, why wouldn't we know people in heaven? Our knowledge will be made perfect. We'll know everyone. And we'll know the people that were close to us, the people that we had an opportunity to minister to. It's called your family.
Well, we'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. I really want you to hear the final comments. A powerful story that we share tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message or any message you've missed on Cross Hope. God bless you.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.